Now we come to the wonderful part of this book, that is, the optimistic part. Listen to this now. In that day. Now we're moving past the time of judgment, the great tribulation. Listen to this. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that's fallen. And if you want to follow through on this, go listen to James in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. He quotes this. And he says that God today is calling out a people from among the Gentiles to his name. But he says then afterward he will raise up the tabernacle of David, and then all the Gentiles will seek the Lord. In other words, he's speaking of the kingdom, the greatest day that's yet in the future. He says, that is fallen, and I'll close up the breaches of it, and I will raise up the ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations which are called by my name, saith the Lord, who doeth this. And there'll be many nations that are going to enter the millennium. Verse 13, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. Now I've said before, and here's the proof of it, that when the people are being blessed, the land is blessed. And when the land is being blessed, the people are being blessed. That land and that people belong together, and you couldn't untie them. God makes it very clear that when he puts them back in the land, that that land will again be the land of milk and honey. And it just doesn't happen to be that right now. So I take it the present return. They've returned to the land, but they have not returned to God. Now, he says, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities. Now, God's going to restore them to the land, but not as a separate nation from the nation of Judah. They are together, and I think they're mixed all over the world today. This idea that Great Britain and the United States are the 10 lost tribes, you'd contradict the word of God. God says, I've sifted them among all nations. Now, has he or hasn't he? Now, if it's just England and the United States, the 10 tribes, then believe me, they're not sifted all over the world. We're very much stay-at-home folk. And we got a few million people in this land of ours. So is Great Britain. They are not the 10 lost tribes. The 10 lost tribes have been sifted, but they're going to be returned. I'll bring again the captivity of my people of Israel. They shall build away cities, they inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink their wine. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Now, these are the things that God says that he's going to do for his people. He's going to restore the Davidic dynasty. And who do you think will be the king? Why, son of David by the name of Jesus, born down in Bethlehem of the house and lineage of David. And he's to rule. And you will see Israel take her place among the nations of the world. No longer going to the United Nations with her hat in her hand, and no longer shutting out Arabs either, by the way. But a nation that's going to be blessed of God and occupy a place among the nations of the world. There will be a conversion of the nations of the world, friends. The greatest time of salvation has already taken place before the church got here. Look at the city of Nineveh. When Jonah went there, we'll be there shortly. And the greatest day, though, for the history of this world is yet in the future, after the church leaves. Now you have also the land is to be blessed when God puts them back there, and the curse of judgment is upon them today. And they're going to rebuild their cities. And they're going to be there permanently. Now, it's the belief right now of several expositors of the word that are outstanding, that the nation Israel may be put out of that land again before the end time. That's something for you to turn over in your thinking, by the way, today. And this brings us to the end of the book of Amos. I reluctantly leave it, but next time we'll be in 2 Peter. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.